My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Happy Friday, bloggers. We are on the very last principle, principle number 13 of the Blogger's Manifesto. And as you've heard me say over and over again, if you've been with us, if this is your first time joining, I encourage you to check the link in the show notes. It'll take you right over to the episode that goes over all 13 of these at a high level, and then you can decide which ones you want to dig into or listen to all 13. And there is also a way for you to get a PDF of all of the principles discussed here. Okay, so without further ado, the very last one, number 13, we partner with brands fairly and strategically. Our collaborations are selective, ensuring fair pay and alignment with our strengths. Compensation discussions are straightforward and early. So I want to pick apart some of these things and cover them before we jump into the why it's important. Number one, collaborations are selective. So that means you already understand your audience, you understand the personas, you know what those people are after, you know what's going to work for your audience, and you select collaborations with brands or even with other bloggers or influencers selectively, not just because you want something for free or even because somebody's going to hand you some money. It's not fair to the brand if you like it, so you take the money, but you don't think your audience is going to be passionate about it too. The second part of this is ensuring fair pay. So what that means to me is that you're getting paid what you think is a fair price and not lowballing yourself, but also that you're giving the brand a fair price. I've on this email list. I don't know how I got on this email list. I think somebody thought I was a PR brand person, and they're sending me their rates. And I was blown away. And especially I went and looked at them, all their social media. I looked at them in SEMrush and SERanking, and I couldn't believe the rates. I thought they were just redonkulous. So you want to make sure that you're coming in fair, that you feel really good about what you're delivering, but you also want to make sure that you can justify those rates to the brand. The next part of this is that you are building collaborations or brand partnerships that align with your strengths. So for example, I have an Instagram account. It's got like, I think 23,000 people on it. Half of those just came recently. By recently, I mean late last year. So 6 months ago, because I had a video that went viral. It had like 1.4 million views. That's so not normal. And also, if you look, the last time I posted was on Thanksgiving. So if people want social from me and it's really important to them, I will include that with other deliverables, maybe as a, buy this in the next 24 hours and I'll give you this, or no, I can't come down in price, but I'll throw this in. But I'm certainly not going to offer a contract that is just social or be willing to take that because I can't really provide value there. I mean, I don't have a lot of followers. I'm not engaged. It's not where I live. So I'm not suggesting that you should behave in that way. What I am saying is that's not my strength. And so I'm not going to play to it. When people want to know how they can work with me, I tell them, here are the three things that we excel at and we can do for you. And here's the right type of person for each one. And those are the packages we've created. We have packages for people. And they all play to our strengths. The reason is not just because we don't want to give people something else that they're asking for. The reason we do it is because that's what we know will get in front of the most people and bring that brand the most value. And so either they're going to walk away, like if for me, they're not even going to approach me about social, but they're going to say, well, no, we're looking for people who excel at social. So, you know, here we go. Or they're going to say, yeah, that aligns with what we want. Thank you for being honest about what you're good at and what you're not good at. And then, you know, moving forward with integrity. And then the last part of this says compensation discussions are straightforward and early. So you want to be very clear with what your compensation requirements are. You want to be able to justify them, and you want to have that conversation early. I think that a lot of times people fear, they're so fearful of those conversations that they put them off, or they talk about them, you know, kind of cryptically. Just be upfront, just be forward. Your business, their business. If, you know, if it's not going to work out, you need to know that right away before you invest any more time or energy. So that's why we have them, and that's why we're straightforward and have them as early as possible. Okay, so now let's talk about why it's important to do all this. And hopefully, as we broke it apart, you could kind of see that. But what this does is it ensures that you're building trust and credibility with those brand partners while maintaining trust and credibility with your readers. So by choosing your partners wisely, you're making sure they stay happy. You're making sure your readers stay happy. You're making sure that there is a beneficial, a mutual benefit between the two of you. So those early and transparent compensation discussions, make sure that that the value exchange is right for you. It eliminates any misunderstandings, and it makes each person feel fruitful and like they're offering a fair trade in exchange. So it could be money, it could be your services, it could be something else altogether, but it feels mutually beneficial. The other thing I think it does is it really enhances the quality and relevance of the sort of campaigns and collaborations that you offer. When you are in what you feel is a fair partnership that strategically aligns with your strengths, it's easier to work with that brand to be innovative and to do more things that are effective for your audience. And it really brings a lot of joy, quite frankly. And with some of my brand partners, I really think of them as friends. Like, I think if I just quit blogging altogether one day, I think we're going to stay friends. And I think it's because of the transparency and strategic aligning. They know that who I am is reflected in that partnership. It's also good for strategic long-term growth. Most of our customers have been our customers for, like, well, I don't know, 6 or 8 years. Our largest customers definitely have been with us for 6 or 8 years. And, you know, the market's changed. We had the plague. We've had this Google crapola going on. But essentially, we know, we meaning me and my team and them and their team, that what the core values of each of us are, what the objectives are, and we work really hard to make that happen for everybody over the long term. Like, they're in it for the long haul. And the other thing I think is that if you do this, especially the part where you justify your rates, you explain what your rates are, and you don't take everything that comes along, and you offer packages that you know play to your strengths, that can really differentiate you in this crowded market. It can really set you apart from your competitors. It becomes your unique selling proposition when you're talking to brands, because you're ensuring your values are aligned, your quality is superior, and your integrity is intact. Okay, so what are the steps to get there? I think the very first one is no surprise, right? Go back and understand what your personas are and who you're talking to, and making sure you understand and know that, so that when you are talking with these brands, you can say, these are the people that I know I can help you with. These are the people I can get you in front of. And then make sure you understand what your strengths are. Be really honest with yourself and, you know, make a list of things that you're good at and things you're not good at. And or maybe, you know, it might be fair to say things you are good at and want to do and things you're not good at or that you don't want to do. So just because you're good at something doesn't mean that it brings you joy. And so you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. Let's say you are really good at social media and you're amazing at it, but you don't really like it and you want to stop doing it. Okay, well, stop offering it then. But more than likely, you know intuitively what your strengths are, what you can bring to the table. Write those down and learn how to articulate those in a way that is succinct and value-driven and that explains why somebody would be interested in working with you in order to achieve that. And then you can build packages based on that, based on the audience and the offerings. You've got packages. So that would be the next step. Build your packages. We only have a couple packages. I only ever offer people three things. I figure out what packages I think is going to best meet their needs. I put that together as the ideal. And then I put a second package together that's a little bit less money, and a third package together that is a lot more money. And that's what I offer people when they ask me, you know, to give them a package. But it's basically, the packages really revolve around the three things that we offer. I mean, we do email marketing, we do featured listings, and we do sponsored content. And there's nothing else that we do right now. And so those are the packages. So it could be like, you know, you're buying five newsletters over the course of a year and three featured listings, or, you know, that's the kind of thing I mean by packages and the difference between the prices. But that's your call to action, right? Understand your personas, be able to describe them to your brands. Understand your strengths, be able to describe them to your brands. Identify your product offerings that align with both of those two things. Be able to identify it to a brand. Put some packages together and focus on those. And say no to everything else. That's the hardest part, right? Especially if you're if you've got bills to pay or whatever. But the thing is, if you can stop doing 500 things for $1 and do one thing for $500, you will have a lot more time to build your business, and you won't be you won't feel strapped down into that sort of commodity-based business. You've got to bring yourself out of being a commodity, and it starts with understanding what you're offering and who you're offering it to. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.